I'm still looking at the group plus PHP. Okay, that's what we were looking at last time, and we didn't get through it. So that's what we're looking at today. Okay.
We're going to find these good files. Somebody's left about.
They're right at my regular page.
Is it the third group PHP zip?
Only third group plus PHP zip.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay. Okay, so again, we looked at, I'm just going to bring it up again, this alternate structure that you can use, and let me change the font on this. Okay. That you can use an if and an end if in PHP. As I said the last class, you don't tend to see it as much, but you can do it. So I've got here an if, I have a series of else ifs, and I have an else at the end and an end if. Okay, and what I've got is the use of the colon. So I'm saying if inventory code equals a colon, then I put what I wanted to do. Else if has a colon at the end, then I put what I wanted to do, and so forth. And we experimented last time with putting a second thing in so that it did two things. So I had it do message and then echo out the message, and it could do multiple things. And the reason we talked about that is because in all of the languages that I know of that have the curly braces, if you're only doing one thing, you don't have to have the curly brace. If you're doing multiple things, you should do. Okay, so it's strongly recommended that you always use the curly braces because you or someone else is going to modify the program at some point and put a second thing in. And so you shouldn't build a structure based on, I'm only doing one thing here. Okay, that's basically short-sighted. So if you're building a quick and dirty program that you never plan to run again, go ahead. But other than that, no. So this works just fine. And again, as I said, most of PHP, when you look at examples, will use the curly braces. And the second one in that was where I added in the second thing to do, and instead of using an else if, I just used an else. So I have if, else, another if, another else, another if, another else. So at the bottom, I have to close all of my ifs, and I've got three end ifs because I had three ifs. So you have the option of writing your PHP this way if you prefer. The colons are definitely needed if you're going to write this way. Okay. Questions?
Is the else if spelled like E-L-S-I-F?
No, it's got an E in it. And you're right, in Oracle it doesn't have an E in it. Okay? So they do that on purpose to just drive you crazy. That sometimes it can be spelled in some languages, it says no E on the else, E-L-S-I-F, and others they have the E. Okay, this one, if calc, is the one where I am passing something over, so I am going to open both the if. Okay. So let's see if I can bring them both up so I can see them both. Okay, so what I'm doing here is I did in all of my examples, I was really setting variables in the PHP and not bothering to collect data. But on this one, I collected data. And I have my form action is bringing up the ifcalc.php, and my method is get. So the stuff that I sent over, I'm putting into a variable. And interestingly enough, it used to be that you could send the stuff over a lot easier without putting it into a variable, but they have changed that so that when you send it over, you have to put it into a variable. And then I said, okay, echo, the problem is, and I put out what was in first, what was in second, and what was in to do. So I put them all out. And then I said, if to do equals a plus, then do an add. If to do equals a minus, do a subtract. And I went through and did that. But my purpose here was to actually send the information over rather than just defining the variables. Okay. So if I bring this one up, that's what I want. So this is, and again, cisweb.bristolcc.edu/tilde and your username, which will have a number on it. Mine doesn't because they kept an old thing for me. So I'm bringing up the HTML. Okay, and I'm saying enter two numbers and either a plus, minus, asterisk, or slash. So I'm going to put in a 12, a 4, and a plus. Okay. So I'm entering that. I'm then clicking submit, and it does the addition. The problem is 12 plus 3, and the answer is 15. Okay, so I wrote out an echo that said the problem is I put in first, I put in to do, I put in second, and the answer is, and then down at the bottom, I just echoed answer. Questions? Okay.
A question.
Yeah.
To do addition, PHP didn't have like the parse stuff.
It took it all right without, but if you don't get it all right, put it in.
Okay. I don't know what.
Put in the convert, but it took it fine. Okay, so there is my answer, and I will get a different answer depending on what I put in, obviously. Okay, there's just a couple of more things left in this one. Compare one is where I took out the curly braces. And it works fine because I only had one thing. Okay, so it worked all right, and I left the spaces there because that's where I took out the curly braces. Okay. It just doesn't look complete that way. Okay, and on this one, I have the curly braces back in, and this is an else if that is using the curly braces. So else if can also have the curly braces. I'm saying here, if the code is an A or the code is a D, then put out the message, code is A or D, okay? Not exactly terribly creative. Else if, and then I look for a B, E, or an F. Else if I look for a C, else I put out, it's something else. Okay? So I have an else if going on here, and I also use the ors on it. Questions?
So, with these, all of these, you don't need any end ifs?
No, because I'm using the curly braces. I can either go to the... Okay, I've got three options, basically. If I don't have anything more than one thing to do, I can eliminate curly braces and just write kind of this unfinished-looking thing where I say, if, do this, else, etc. I can put in the curly braces the way I have here, and then the curly braces are controlling when it is ending. Or I can use the if end if, which doesn't use the curly braces, but it terminates the if with the end if. And that can have an if else, or it can have an if else if. And then I use the colon, because the colon, the combination of the colon, the else, and the end if tells me, or tells it, what it should process with each decision. Yeah?
Which one between using the colon and the end if and whatnot, and then the curly braces, which would you say is preferable to use?
Well, the one you see all the time, if you go and look at examples, is they're using curly braces. So that is apparently... The majority of people have said they like curly braces. If you go and look at a PHP tutorial or you go and look at PHP examples, you usually see the curly braces. So if the majority rules, I guess that's the way to go. But I don't think you have to follow the majority if you don't want to. Number three... I put in a case structure. Okay? And a case structure looks like this. I start out and I say switch, and then I put in the thing that I wanted to evaluate. And in this case, it's inventory code. And then I say, if the case is an A, in other words, if inventory code is an A, then do whatever it is I want to do. And then I break, and the break is important there. That I, if I go in, if the case is A, I do what I want to do, and then I break out. Okay, so I have, if the case is B, do what I want to do, break out. If the case is C, and then I have the default, meaning if it's none of the above, this is what I'm going to do. Okay? So that's a case structure. And if I look at this one, and let's see, it's compare3.php.
If compare.
Pardon?
If compare.
You're right. Okay, so it says code is B, which is right because up at the top you can see that I set code equal to B. So I'm getting the right response. I'm getting the fact that code is B. So this is another way of making a decision, is to use the case structure. And that lets you go ahead and do it. You can go through life never ever using the case structure and everything will be just fine. Because all of this could obviously have been done just asking if statements. Okay? but this is another structure that you can use, and it's good for this kind of thing, where you're saying, if it's a code A, I want to do it one way. If it's a B, I want to do something else. If it's a C, I want to do something else. Otherwise, I want to do a fourth thing. And that lends itself very nicely to a case structure. I think I took a picture of that, but we'll find out. And then 3A is basically, I did the same thing, only I put an N there. And so if I have this one, it says the code is not A or B or C. Okay? Because I put an N in as inventory code, so it's not A, it's not B, it's not E, it's not C. I didn't just do that. I did just do that. All right, switch one. This is checking it with a number. Okay, I think I hit it a few too many times. And this one is now switch one. So I'll put that name up there. And that is giving me the answer num is 2. And again, I'm declaring the memory variables right inside the program. I could have taken them in on an HTML page and sent them over here with a get or a post. But the point I'm trying to make is how the decision works. And so I decided it was just easier to only have one, and I didn't want to get into the complexity of taking in data on the same page yet. So I just declared the variables. So this is giving me num is 2, which is the right thing to do if the case is 2. Okay, so I'm getting the right thing, yeah.
So the whole structure here is the switch with the input value and the curly braces in those different cases?
Yes.
Okay, and then the default. Okay.
Yep. Yes, and on that one, see, there's the difference between a number and a letter. That's all I was getting at there. And this one, I just did it just so that you know it doesn't have to be 1, 2, 3. I did case 100, 200, 300 in the default. And probably I shouldn't have said num is greater than 300 because just what I should have said is num is not 100, 200, or 300. Okay, but I was kind of working in a world where I was only going to put in hundreds, I guess. So that was a lousy default message, but there that is. And then the third one, you can do more complexity if you want to. Okay, so on this one I'm saying I want the switch to be true. So let's look at this one. So this is switch 3, I believe. And so I put in 222, and so it goes through and says, is num greater than 1 and less than or equal to 100? So I put a whole decision in there, and it's going to return either true or false. Well, on that one, it returned false. But on the next one, it also returned false. On the third one, I have a number that's greater than 201 and less than or equal to 300, so I got the message out. Okay. So if I want to, I can write a whole condition in here on the case and then have it evaluate to true or false. So I'm saying if it's true, I want it to display. Okay, so I'm looking for one of those things to be true. And if none of them are true, it will take the default. And this time, number greater than 300 makes sense. Unless I'm dealing with negative numbers, and then it still doesn't make sense. But anyway, close enough. So you can really end up using the case structure to kind of handle some complicated things when you put in the case of, okay, is it in this range, is it in this range, is it in this range? And you can go to the true-false, which is kind of a nice thing to be able to do. And then 3A was the same thing, basically. But I will end up here with the greater than. So when I put in 3A, it ends up with the number is greater than 300 because I defined it as 555. Four is actually, you don't have it, and it's actually a repeat because I hadn't realized I had done if compare three, so it's a repeat of that. And this one is just to prove that you can have an or in there, or an and. So, that basically gets through all of the different ways you can ask a decision. Okay. Now, the next one I want to look at is the Boston Tea Party. And this is in Boston. What did I just do? BostonTea.php and BostonTea.php is the first one. Notice I have a lot of images out there and I have multiple pages. The index actually is just an explanation if you wanted to look at that. I don't think I use that for anything else. So, I start out with the Boston Tea. Okay. And so I started out and I put an image in and I put in some text. And then I said, the Sons of Liberty advised the colonists to pay the taxes. Some version of this, but I think I've got the right version up there. We'll find out. Some version of this has the wrong historical answer. When you click yes or no, it gives you the wrong answer. So this is not a history lesson. So I think I've got the right version, but I actually didn't check last night. Okay, so I have set all of this up. Now, the interesting part is if you do a view page source, okay, that's what got sent down to the browser. Okay, so the browser got that it was supposed to put in an image. And it has the link below the image to go to the source. It has the information, and I did it with a table. It has the information. It has the radio buttons that they can click on. And so that whole thing has been sent down. That's the source that has been sent down to the browser. That's not what I wrote. It's the source that's been sent down to the browser to display that page. Okay. Now, if instead we want to see what I wrote, you've got to go back and look at bostontea.php. And that's quite a bit different than what got sent down there. Okay. So I started out, and I have an image source, and all of that is done actually in HTML. So notice how in this one I'm clipping back and forth. I started out, and I said H1. I'm in the body, and I put up a header. And then I started a table, and I made a row, and I put in the row the picture, and then I put the Boston Tea Party things in. So if you look at that, here's my, whoops, I want to see this one. There's my table. And you can see I basically have two columns in my table. This is the first column. This is the second column. Okay, so I've got the two columns. So, in this, I said, okay, there it is. I put the image and the little, so that I won't get accused of plagiarism, the site where I got the picture down below it. Okay? And then that was the first cell. So I have a row, that's in the first cell. Then I started the other cell over here, and at that point I switched over to PHP. Okay? And I decided to do that part in PHP. So within that cell, I'm doing PHP. Okay, so I've got a cell that I set up in HTML, and now I switched over to PHP. So within the PHP, I defined some things that I wanted to use. I defined info, and the text that I wanted to write, I put entirely in info. Now, this isn't going to put it up. It will actually go up when I put out scene one. Okay, but right now what I'm doing is I'm declaring the content of scene one. And I did that by doing the three little less than signs and the word info. And this creates something that I absolutely blank out what this is called. If anybody remembers, has seen, wants to find out, let me know. I always, always, always blank out on this. Even though I looked it up last night, I just don't like the name. So I just make it go away, obviously. All right. And then I set up the next one down. I set up the style that I wanted to use on something. So I have question style. And that's what I called it. And I said, question style is going to have a color green and a font size of 16. So I've set up variables, but I've set them up in a way where I have a lot going into them. So I didn't set up a variable and just say something equals 5 or something equals answer. I set up a long one. And this structure that we're doing here that I can't remember the name of is used to set up a variable that's got a lot of content. Okay, that's its purpose, is to set up a structure with a lot of content. And remember what I said, that the closing line down here, info, has to be up against the left wall. Okay, have you found the name of it yet? You're not looking up my name. I was hoping you were looking up my name.
No, no. I'm looking up some CSS.
Okay. Well, go look up my name, will you? So, now I have got those two things, setup and info. And I came down and I said, print scene one. So that takes all the stuff that's in info and prints it in the cell. Okay? So I said, print scene one. And then I said, okay, now print the next thing using question style. So make it green and give it a font of 16. Okay? So this is all within the cell. Because remember, I have a TD right before the PHP, so I opened a cell. And in fact, I haven't closed the cell yet. I've left the PHP right here, but I haven't closed the cell until down there. So I am doing some PHP in this cell, and then I am setting up a form in this cell. And when I set up the form, I left PHP to set up the form. And I set up a form, and I said the action for this form is going to call another page, and it's going to use the post method. And this is the radio. I'm setting up a radio button. And they're both going to be called answer. And the values are going to be true, or the value is going to be false. Okay, and the value, which is lowercase true, lowercase false, is what is going to be sent when I hit the submit button. What shows on the screen is true and false with a capital T and a capital F. But those aren't what are being sent. The value is being sent. So I then click on send answer. And that's the end of the form. That's the end of the cell. And that's the end of the row. And if I scroll down a little further, I then close the table. And then I put the reference information in down below, but it's not in a table because I wanted it to go all the way across the screen. So that's outside the table. Obviously, I could have kept it in the table and used a row setting, I'm a column rather, setting it up as two columns combined together. But I didn't. I just ended the table and wrote it down below the table. Okay, so this is what got generated. Okay, so here's the table up at the top. It has one row and actually two columns, but there's only one row. This was info. This was the style I applied to that. Then I flipped over to a form, put up true, false, and have a submit button that says send answer. And so it's going to send an answer to the next one. So, the Sons of Liberty advised the colonists to pay the taxes, true or false? Okay. Answer false was correct, so at least I got this one right, okay? As I said, there's some version on here that I've got one of them wrong. Okay, so this is the second page that comes up. Answer false was correct, and da-da-da-da, and then I ask another question. And on this question, I am giving them three possibilities. Okay? The colonists responded by sinking the boat, using the T but refusing to pay taxes, disguising themselves as Mohawks, and dumping the T.
I think it's the disguising
one. Right. And we'll see if that actually works. Okay? So that, and you're correct. Okay? So, yes, this one has the right answers. As I said, I've got one floating around that doesn't have the right answers. Okay, so this is scene one response. So if I go back over into here, and I click on scene one response, there it is. So there's the code that I wrote for scene one response. Okay. So, let me go back to here. So the first thing I did is I have that green line across the top. And I did that in HTML, so I simply did a paragraph and I said style equals green, 16, and I put up that question. Okay, so I did that in HTML. Then I switched over to PHP and I took in the answer. Okay, the true or false. So I am taking the answer, and it's going in, and I'm saving that as $answer. So that's the information that got sent when I pushed the button from the first page. It's sent over either true or false. And so what it sent is now being stored in $answer. Okay. Then I set up T-info and F-info, which is what I wanted to write if they got it right. T-info, answer true was incorrect. And F-info says answer false was correct. Okay, then I did the setup again of the style that I wanted to use in the PHP. And then I said, okay, answer set, I want to do a style for that, I want a border. And all that good stuff. So the border around the answer I set up there. Yeah.
That symbol there, the three less than symbols and stuff. It's called a here doc.
What is H E R E?
D-O-C.
D-O-C.
Here doc.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's such a horrible name. It really is.
Here doc.
H-E-R-E-D-O-C. I recognize it as soon as you say it.
Yeah.
It's just, as I said, don't ask me in another hour. Because I think it's a stupid name, and I've determined that, and so I just don't remember it.
What would you call it?
I don't know what I'd call it, but I wouldn't call it here, Doc. So anyway. Okay, so that's what it's called. So now you know what it's called. That will be on the next test.
Are you taking it too?
I never take my tests. Okay, so now I've got all of that set up. So now I come down. I'm still noticing PHP. Okay, and I've set up everything I want to use. So now I'm testing the answer. And I said, if answer equals true, then print out, and again, I could have used echo, division, I want to make it a division. The style is going to be the style that I set up in answer style, and I want to print out the true message. So I print out the true message. And if they send over false, I print out the same style, and I print out the false message. So I'm either going to see one or two things. Okay, so if I go back over to the first page and I say true, they advise the colonists to pay the taxes, it comes up and says true was incorrect, the Sons of Liberty, da 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 da. Okay. So I've got the answer is true or false. I print that out. Then I close Then I started a table because, again, I wanted two columns. So I did the stuff at the top, and then I started the table. And, again, in the first cell, I am going to put the image and the source, and in the second cell, I am going to put the text that I want people to read, and then the questions. Okay, so I started a table, and I put out the TR, and then in the TD, I put the picture and the source, closed that TD, started another TD. And then I closed. I started PHP, sorry. Closed and started PHP in a new cell. Then I put out the info, or set up the info rather, set up another style, said print the info. Sorry, I didn't. I gotta stop looking ahead. I just set up the scene. I didn't set up a style. I already had the style set up. Then I printed out the scene. Then I printed out the colonists responded by using that green style. And then I put the end of PHP. Started the form. Have three possibilities. I'm going to send over the value syncing, using, or dumping. And then close the form, close the cell, close the row, close the table, close everything. So now I go over to the scene, the last one, and I do basically the same thing. I set up, okay, so we're going over here. I set up the answer with the green. I wrote out the answer using the border, and then I put out two images. And I was done. So there were no more questions. Okay, so again, this is the source that was sent over. Okay, so there's the source that you see. And it's taking my information and putting it up there. And that's not what I wanted to do. And it's putting up the images, it's putting up the table, the whole business. The images I put into the table. So that's what got sent over to the browser, but that's not what I wrote. So if I go and look at what I wrote, I come over here and I look at scene to response, and that's what I wrote. Okay. So I did HTML, and I put out the question was with green and 16. Then I set up the true response, and I set up the false response. And then when I wanted to test, I tested for if answer equals syncing or answer equals using, then I told them they got it wrong. Otherwise, I told them they got it right. Then I went down into a table and set up two images. Okay. And there are my two images, and I was done. Okay. So, your assignment, this was followed kind of the idea of you would use this to teach kids about the Boston Tea Party. So, basically, your assignment is to teach them about something else. Okay, so it's an educational game, quote-unquote, whatever. But I want you to pick some educational thing and do something comparable to what I did. Okay, minimum of 3 pages, but you can keep going as long as you want to. But you're supposed to be presenting information and then asking questions about the information and evaluating the question. And then moving on the same way that I did. And as I said here, the original thing, I guess I didn't say, I guess I didn't tell you where I got the original thing from. It was something about them. I'll try to remember and put that up. But I found one that did basically this kind of thing, where it's showing the information, showing some images, asking the kids a question, and then evaluating when it goes on. Okay? So that's what I want you to do, and you can use this as your model, and you can be as creative as you want to be, or you can stick fairly close to the model. Your choice. Questions. Okay, then, what we're going to do for the rest of the time, because we've got about 20 minutes, is 25 minutes, is look at this if quiz and start doing that. What we're going to do next week is we're going to look at loops, and then we're going to drop PHP temporarily and go learn MySQL, which is the database that we're going to be using. And then, once we've gone over MySQL, we're going to pull them together and start doing PHP that stores information in MySQL and retrieves information from MySQL.
So we're making viruses.
If you like. Okay? So, we're going to go and look at the quiz.
That was the first virus, by the way. It was a sequel virus.
Was it? Okay. Display a product with a department of HDW and either a price over 100 or a cost over 75. Do this using one if statement. Okay? So, you're going to go in and study.